For all you foodies out there, I'm unwrapping a McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel. Ooh, look at this steak. And the juice running down the side. Got a little bit on the wrapper here. Mmm. And then the fluffy egg and real cheese folded over the side looking just so good. Mmm. Grilled onions and a butter bagel too. Thumbs up for McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel for breakfast. Love it. Mmm. Ba-ba-ba-ba. I participate in McDonald's.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Mac G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Yeah, what a mini. Welcome to another episode of Podcast and Chill. And today I am chatting to Tracy Zimmerman Jacobs.
Zeman.
Oh, rhymes with semen.
Correct. And don't get confused by the two.
Yeah,
they're not the same.
Yeah. So Tracy is an intimacy coach.
Yes.
And the reason why I wanted to have you in the show, because I'm always talking about sex on my show, but I know nothing about it. So I'm like, let me get an expert. And here we are.
Well, thank you for having me on your show.
What is the difference between an intimacy coach and a sex therapist?
Good question. Well, an intimacy coach is really all about the intimacy in a relationship. It's more of a positive look at connection in the relationship. Whereas sex therapy sometimes can be a little bit daunting, especially for a male. He thinks that there's something wrong with me. We now need to go and see a sex therapist.
Yeah.
Whereas intimacy coaching looks at how can we get this couple to connect more. And there are some very exciting and new ideas about connection.
Yeah. And what are some of those exciting ideas that you've uncovered since you started your practice?
Well, we talk a lot about, in my sessions, about real issues. Not that sex therapists don't, but I tell my clients that we talk about intimacy and everything to do with intimacy. And we talk very openly about things like masturbation. About the
penis. That's my favorite.
Or you guys. About the penis, the vagina.
Sorry, I'm going to be like a high school kid every time you say all those words.
You know, for a lot of people, those words are quite shocking. And it makes them feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But when we are looking at intimacy within relationships, the couple already are coming here with already they are uncomfortable in their relationship.
Yeah.
Usually the communication is broken down and they can't even talk about their sex lives.
Yeah.
They've never spoken about their sex lives. So we need to actually break open the seal. And so to speak, and not pop her cherry, but we need to really unzip that bag and take out what has never really been spoken about.
Yeah, actually, you're quite right, because I can't remember the last time I actually had a conversation with my girlfriend about intimacy. It's always like, wham, bam, you know, let's do it, let's get it.
I hope you say thank you, man.
I do. What are some of the clients that come to you? Like, what couples are we talking about? Are we talking about couples that are going through a tough time in bed, or just, you know, some couples that are just curious and want to explore more about their bodies?
Unfortunately, the majority of my clients are those who haven't been intimate for a very, very long time. They haven't been having sex for a long time. And intimacy is really not about sex alone. Intimacy is also about...
Oh, just to pause there. Ghost lady's at the gate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Let's call... let me call her. Tell her to call.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let's call her there.
What'd you see? It sounds like she's calling.
Is she calling now?
Oh,
she's at the gate, like at the door. Maybe. Oh, okay, cool. Let me call her as well. Think so. Are you in?
Yes.
Okay, cool, cool, cool. Yeah, we'll just edit this out, ne?
Oh, we should have started
with it. Huh?
We should continue,
ne? Yeah. Oh, you stopped recording?
Yeah, I stopped.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay, I'm continuing the sound, but it's fine.
I was thinking start all the switches here already. Because we're 5 minutes in.
No, it's fine. We'll just continue. Because time. Yeah.
And Makaiva, Bariadi Bari, Tweni, hey, Bambena.
I was thinking so long. All right, Kanye. You will be there, ne? Yeah. Cool. So you'll just jump in, eh? With questions. Yeah, we started. We don't have much time. Yeah. We don't have much time, so.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I'm calling myself. I'm off. I'm not on thing, eh?
So I'm just asking her the type of clients.
The?
Clients. That she gets, yeah. So we'll just pick up from the client, say, Tracy?
Yeah, I am in a bit of a trouble with my son now.
Oh, is it?
I'm going to get him home. This is so hard.
Do you want to pause?
Well, let's carry on till my ex can. Who else lives in this area?
Because we can pause. I mean, your son is important, you know?
Yeah, I just don't know how I'm going to get him. Oh, no, Tash isn't there. No one really lives in this area.
And your CEO?
She's fetching my daughter.
Oh. This is Kanye, by the way.
Yes, we may. Lovely to meet you.
Lovely to meet you.
How's it looking otherwise? Clean.
It looks good. I just peeked.
Yeah. At least you can breathe now, can't you?
All right, let's carry on until I hear. How long is the podcast?
It'll be like... 30 minutes.
Okay, so yeah. We've got another, 20 minutes to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let me hold on to it so that...
Yeah, sure.
Can feel it.
All yeah, right. We can stop any time.
Call him just to reassure him that...
let me
phone him. Call him, I think.
Yeah.
And so that he feels... Otherwise, he'll be blowing your phone, thinking that you're ignoring him.
Oh, this bloody rain comes to disrupt everything.
Yeah.
We love it. We want it. We need it.
The traffic is horrible.
Yo, it's terrible, eh? From Sentinel.
I got the car train literally half past. Like yeah. 5-2 hours up. And when I called Uber, it was going to be 15 minutes to here.
Yeah. I know. The traffic's crazy now. Yeah. Okay, clap again. So, you were talking about some of the clients that you get.
Yes. Mm. So, a lot of the clients are in sexless marriages. Wow. And there are a lot of reasons for that. Mm. A lot of that is about no communication. And they find it very hard to talk about sex.
They find it very hard.
You naughty boy.
Do you get a lot of black clients?
A fortune.
You are. What?
Yeah. Wow.
I'm kidding.
A lot of black clients, Indian. There's a lot of mix, but I find, a lot of black clients and Indian clients are coming.
Yeah. So I come with my girlfriend. What's the process? Because I see over there you got the will of consent.
Yes.
Is that part of something that you go through?
Yes. So basically the will of consent in... a very brief explanation is about when you give to your girlfriend, it's got to be with the right intention. When you receive from her, it has to be with the right intention. Often, if she's receiving from you sex, she is running an agenda in her head. So she's thinking, oh, I've put on weight. I don't want him to touch me here. I don't want him to touch me there. Oh no, he can feel my fat.
Is that true, ghost lady?
Wait, I'd like you to elaborate more on the receiving sex when you say that. What do you mean exactly?
So, all right. Let's talk about a massage.
Okay.
If we may. Okay. So, let's say I'm the therapist. No, let's say I'm the client and I go for a massage.
Okay.
And I have a male therapist giving me the massage.
Which I prefer.
Don't we all? Tall, dark, and handsome. And so now I'm lying on the bed and he is giving with intention, right? His intention is to heal me. He's not running an agenda of he wants to make love to me. His is to heal me. But as I'm lying there, vulnerable on the bed, half naked, I'm not receiving with the right intention. He's got the right intention by giving.
You mean the masseuse now? Okay.
And I'm running a whole lot of thoughts in my head, mm-hmm. which is stopping me from actually receiving with intention. So as I said before, I'm thinking, oh, he's going to touch my fat. Oh, he's going to see my cellulite. Oh, I hope he doesn't, whatever. And so we're not actually in a proper mode of receiving.
Oh, I get you.
Okay?
Yeah. You're not in the right state of mind.
Correct. Now let's turn the tables.
All right.
And now you've got a male client mm-hmm. on the bed and a female masseuse. He's running his own agenda as well. She's giving with intention of healing. And he is thinking,
if this could go further.
I wonder if I'm going to get a happy ending.
Mm. Yeah.
Ooh, she's hot.
Mm.
I wonder how she'd feel if I lean over and touch her leg.
Mm.
You know, he's not receiving with intention.
So what you're saying is that during the sexual intercourse, the state of minds have to be willing to receive and give.
Correct.
So we all have to be
correct.
Aligned.
So I'm going to throw a spoke in the wheel again. Okay.
You're right, because sometimes you just want to bust one out.
Yeah.
What's the intention then? Yeah.
It's such a... in order to be present, you have to be conscious. Okay. So this is what I try and instill in my clients all the time, is to be present and to be conscious of what you're doing. Now, here's another example. Women in particular find it very hard to ask for things.
Mm.
So, honey, please can I have a cup of tea? Now, honey often will say, no, I'm not, babe, I'm tired. I don't feel like it. The man sometimes will be honest enough to say, I don't feel like it, I'm tired. But it's hard enough to, as a woman, to ask. So what do? We play doormat, and we don't, well, not necessarily doormat, but we play victim, and we don't ask for things, and then we're exhausted that I'm doing everything myself and he doesn't help around the house.
Oh.
And so she just remains exhausted and tired instead of asking for what she wants. Now, when you're honest enough to ask for what you want, your partner can either decide to say yes or no, but he also has to be conscious and aware of his response.
Okay.
Swap it around. You've got a serving wife, one who needs to serve all the time. If she's not in the mood to make a cup of tea and he says, babe, please make me a cup of tea, she might just do it because she's used to
doing it
all the time. But if she was really honest and conscious and she was exhausted.
She would have said no.
She would say, sorry, hun, I'm too tired. Maybe next time. And he has to be able to say, okay. That is about another type of receiving, excuse me, another type of receiving and another type of serving with intention, receiving with intention, giving, taking. It's about being honest. It's about communication. It's about, am I prepared to do this? Am I getting stuck in a pattern of behavior that doesn't serve me? So that's really, and then take it into the bedroom. Women often don't ask for what they want.
My woman does. She has too much, actually.
Good on her. Actually, like he's saying now, aren't you finding more clients or that actually women complaining that they're not getting receiving enough from the men?
Absolutely.
And they are vocal. It's very just that the men are not listening.
And I'm finding that the black women are wanting more.
Okay.
They are saying, I want to be touched like this. I want to be touched like that. I want more intimacy. And these guys are going, I don't get it. What do you mean?
Yeah.
And then stop telling me what to do.
So how do you resolve such?
So it's very difficult with men who are quite traditional.
Yeah.
Who think that it
that year came too fast.
Mr. Vendor. you know, they don't realize that women now have a voice. And women are educated. They see that from magazines and movies and things like that, that women are coming into their own, excuse the pun, and they are really wanting to be equal in the bedroom. And it doesn't mean that they are sluts. In fact, I have a you can edit this, aren't you?
Yeah, no, don't stress. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
What do you call it? An acronym,
for
slut.
Yeah.
Which is sexually liberated, upward thinking.
Upward thinking. Yeah. Okay.
So it's sexually liberated, upward thinking woman.
Nice.
These women are sexually liberated and they're upward thinking. They want more from their relationships. So the men are battling because they're stuck in tradition, tradition of power. And what I've experienced is that black men don't really know their way around a woman's body. They don't have the time. They don't give women the time to explore the body. Foreplay is not really on the agenda. Foreplay is really... It's foreplay for them is a little fiddle. Okay, now I'm turned on. Okay, climb on. Do the dirty and get off. And just because she might be lubricated because you just fiddle.
How do you deal with a client like that? So let's say I'm like that. What's the first step of redeeming myself?
So the first step is to make you aware that times are changing and that women need more.
Okay.
And that to help you look at it was fine for your father, your grandfather and his father, that and women didn't have a voice in those days and they just used to lie back and take it.
Yeah.
But now you're going to get into a power struggle with your woman
because
she's not going to be happy anymore.
Let's talk about masturbation. Because in my 20s, I was a chronic masturbator. Is there too much masturbation? Is there such a thing?
Yes.
For real?
For sure. Those people.
And what would it cause? What would happen if there's too much?
Firstly, you know, you could become addicted to masturbation, and then we call you a sex addict. Okay? And that is a whole different talk in itself.
To be a sex addict, at what range of having sex or masturbating or whatever are you labeled as a sex addict?
Well, any addiction is about when your substance of choice, whether it be porn, mm-hmm. Alcohol, mm-hmm. whatever the substance is taking over your life and you're dysfunctional in your everyday living.
Without it.
Without it.
So there isn't a set, like if you masturbate three times a day, that's too much.
No.
So I'm safe. If
you're you're taking notes for yourself.
Listen, you were in your 20s.
Yeah.
You weren't allowed.
Yeah. And that's when your hormones are raging. And you just want more and more and more sex.
Yeah.
You're also experiencing your body in a different way.
And what was crazy during that time, sometimes I would enjoy masturbating over the actual deed.
Absolutely.
Does that happen?
It can happen, absolutely. You've got a young girlfriend.
What a waste of rock the girls. You'll know.
Yeah.
You know, you've got a young girlfriend, presumably, who really doesn't know what she's doing. It's completely out of touch with her own body. And it's a bit of a fumbling exercise. And if you're shy about talking about it, it's not exactly going to help either. So you'd rather just jack one out yourself.
Mm. Because you know what strokes to do that
exactly.
will get you to come.
Exactly. Uh-huh. So if the lines of communication aren't open, which usually aren't at that age or stage, it becomes more of a chore to that.
The crazy thing that I've found is that I'm more willing to try things out and go to town with like a side chick, someone who's not my girl, you know? Where with my girl, it's like, you know, you don't want to be judged. What is she going to think?
But isn't that where the problem starts, though? Yeah. That's where the problem starts. When men think that, I'd rather explore outside than try explore at home.
Do you get that a lot?
Because you fear.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes. And that's about vulnerability versus intimacy. So I'll explain that very quickly. Okay. I mean, intimacy... In the beginning of a relationship, if you think about how much you get up to in a new relationship, swinging from chandeliers, you're doing it anywhere you can, on the boot of the car, in the car, in a closet, in an alleyway, and you're doing things that even would make these porn stars blush.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That you're doing intimate stuff together that is really hectic. Now you meet somebody and you really like her or him, and the relationship gets quite serious. So now you've gone from all that hectic intimate stuff. And
is it because, sorry to disturb you, is it because there's that element like we're not committing, so you'll never know me that well. So I can do as much and disappear out of your life.
Yes.
But then as soon as there's that, this is someone I want to be with for the rest of my life, so therefore you need to play it safe because there's an image that you're thinking I need to uphold.
It's not really so much as an image. It's more the fact that we're getting to know each other more, warts and all. And he's starting to see me with my faults, my vulnerabilities, and vice versa. And if she knows more about me, she's going to judge me. She might leave me, and vice versa. If she knows more about my dysfunctional family, she might leave me. If he knows, let's say, about my abortion that I had at 16, he's going to really turn his back on me and leave. So we shut down the more and more we get closer together. That's called being vulnerable. So the closer we get to each other, the more vulnerable we feel around each other, the less intimate we become. Yeah. So the point is to keep talking about the fact that, wow, this is hard for me to share because I'm feeling that you might judge me, but I still want to have sex with you. You know, like I hope you don't judge me and look at me differently. You know, he might say, wow, you had an abortion at 16. Gee, I can't look at you the same way.
Yeah.
Or, you know what, it doesn't change the way I feel about you. I still love you. You're still the same person. So there's always that fear that you find out that if, like, my father was an alcoholic and he behaved this way, that he won't love me anymore or she won't love me or whatever the case may be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's talk about some of the stuff that, you know, couples and marriages can do to spice up their life. What is out there? What are the options?
Okay, so...
You've got anal, yeah, yeah.
Okay, I know that this is not what you're going to want to hear.
No, it is what he wants to hear.
No, well, what I'm about to tell you is not what you want to hear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tell me. Let's hear it.
Okay, so look, there are the toys that you can use without a doubt. I mean, toys are great. Lingerie, dressing up. Those are great things to use in the bedroom. But that's after we start having sex.
Whoa.
Mm. You know, you've got to get the couple to start having sex first.
Ah.
Ah, oh, yes. So we got to break that barrier. And how we do that is...
Do you want to take your call? Someone's calling.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This is my client. Oi.
Oh, it's your client.
Hello? Yes. Can you just ask them to wait in the car and I'll come and get them in about 15 minutes?
Yeah, 15 is fine, yeah.
No,
whatever questions you have, you must get them out now.
Okay.
Maybe we'll save your marriage.
Thank you. Oh, wow.
Well, let's save your relationship first. I'm locked in. Don't worry about me.
She's loving
me. Yes. We're breaking the barriers.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So, toys are great and they're fun after you've got back on into the saddle, so to speak. And I'm going to talk about porn in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Porn is a great starter in this meal because it breaks community. You know, it's a conversation piece. Okay. Also, we need to break down what porn is.
Yeah.
Porn can be a big problem in a relationship.
Yes.
A lot of women are threatened by porn. They feel that the husband would rather watch porn and jerk off to porn instead of make love to her. And often she's disgusted by what is seen on porn. And yes, some of it is quite hectic.
Mm-hmm.
Hectic and X-rated, but some of it is really beautiful.
Mm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Also, you've got to break down what happens in that studio. She's bleached from head to toe. Her vagina does not look what other people's vaginas look like.
Yes.
Her boobs definitely don't look they're silicone, bleached, you know. Heaven forbid her nipples should be brown, you know, they need to be pink.
Yeah.
He has been injected or been taking pills the whole day. He's got to stay hard all the time.
All the time.
She's got to stand in ridiculous positions for a long time.
And
so
there's
that
a lot of cuts, you know, so.
They've got to cut the right position.
In case you get a cramp, cut.
Cut.
Start again.
Stretch. Losing his erection. Oh, we've got to do something about that.
Yeah.
It's tiring. It's producing. It's making a movie.
Mm.
You know, so if you imagine how much time and energy takes, stand this way, lift your leg that way. Hold on, I've got to get the camera this way. People see the end product and then base their relationship
around
that. And there's a lot of performance anxiety, both for men and for women, mm. when they watch this porn.
Mm.
It's a good starter for, as I say, for couples who want to talk about sex and look at different positions. And so you've got to find the right porn,
yes.
the right movie for the right people.
Yeah.
But as I said, we got to get them having sex first. And that is about communication.
Mm.
Often my clients leave here and they say, wow, I didn't realize how much we actually don't talk.
Mm. Is anal good?
All right, we've got an anal ranger here.
Good for who, Mac?
Uh, What's your take on it as an expert?
Look, it's become a very popular form of intercourse.
And a lot of people are open to it.
A lot of people are open to it. They're opening
before,
up to it.
Before, I guess it was labeled as some just for, it's you're gay. But now women receive it. They enjoy it. And
correct.
Yeah.
And because the A gland, we were talking about the G spot, the A spot is so close to the anus. Mm-hmm. A lot
for both female and males.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah. More the female.
Okay.
For the male, it's about the prostate gland that is stimulated. But for the females, that A spot is so close that penetration
for women,
it's very, very, very stimulating. It stimulates that spot and very pleasurable.
Tracy, I have no sensation back there. No.
Where exactly? No, I'm back there. Where were the A spot, the G spot, which spot?
Can you say that the G spot being now behind?
Yes.
You know, really, is because I always get surprised. Like, there's no sensation.
Yeah.
Like, all my feelings are, I guess, in the vagina, the clitoris. Mm. It's good.
Mm. Look, it's really about exploring yourself more.
Okay.
Also, the best way to feel that is riding your man cowboy style.
Mm.
But yeah.
Yeah. That deep, deep penetration.
Mm.
In the vagina?
Yes.
I love that.
You straddling him?
Yes.
And that deep penetration will definitely activate that, or definitely hit that G-spot.
So the G-spot can be hit still vaginal penetration. That's what you're saying.
It's not vaginal. Vaginal is, it's deep penetration. Goes deeper than just the vulva.
Okay.
You know, we actually now refer to the vagina as the vulva in the proper terms.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The vagina is now actually the whole area, the genitals.
Oh, the whole anatomy. Okay.
Well, the whole female genital area.
Yeah, yeah.
And the vulva is actually what we used to refer to as the vagina.
Okay. Is it the entrance part?
Yeah. Okay. So, also using a dildo. One that is with a curved, if you put it in the right direction, not a phallic looking dildo, not a I've lost my words,
like the penis looking one.
Yes.
Okay.
But the ones that have that rounded edge, it's actually quite uncomfortable. But if you
position it for clitoral stimulation, that curve that you're just...
Well, you're going to insert it very far in.
Yeah.
And that little hook, sort of, that if you insert it far enough,
mm-hmm.
will actually reach the G-spot. Yes. And there's a very different orgasm
that you get. When you're riding on top, yes.
From that deep penetration, uh-huh. that you feel the G-spot has been, oh my God.
Yeah.
This is during intercourse with the dildo.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Or with a man.
But or with a man when you're riding him on top.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
They also say that doggy style also, you can reach the G-spot that way. But a lot of women find doggy style very sore because of the, you're slamming against the cervix.
Mm.
And, I often look at these women in these porn shows and they're going, and I'm sure she's saying, ow,
exactly.
Ow, because it's,
hey, stop that, Tracy, you're turning me on. Hey, Tracy. Tracy.
Do you want a minute?
Yes.
Yeah. When I go back in time, the 20s.
Shit, man, we don't have much time. Can we definitely have you back? I think.
Oh, please, I'd love to. It's my favorite subject. Talking about sex.
Can I have a squeeze in a last question?
Yeah.
Sure. I find that, yes, there was a time that we're having sex in the pool, the napa, all over the house, wherever.
Mm.
And then now, it's like if there's periods, right?
Yes.
Like, now I'm in a phase where it's like I just enjoy sex at its simplest.
Yes.
The bed, it can be missionary position, it is fine.
Mm.
And going back to, and I find it like quite empowering that, because sometimes we get into our minds where we say we have to do the extremes in order to achieve this orgasm. Whereas sometimes the simplest sex can, you get there and it's so beautiful.
Well, where do we get that stuff from? From the movies. Mm. We want to replicate what we see on the big screen.
Mm.
This couple madly in love on the kitchen table.
Yeah.
We're so uncomfortable. Your back is pushing into this hard surface. The staircase. Oh, my God. I mean, you're like, where are you exactly on the staircase? Like, what position are you in?
Are you taking notes, Taman?
You know, like the swimming pool. Do you not know that without lubrication, like a nice lube, it's impossible to get that penis inside. Like, you really need lubrication in water. You know, and there's actually something on my Instagram or Facebook, whatever it is, that, you know, you need a good lube inside a shower or in the pool.
Yes.
These things are just like, we try to replicate these amazing sex scenes when really you just got to go back to basics.
Basics, yes.
You know, that it's quite nice. Just, I wouldn't say vanilla all the time, but in a nice comfy bed with lovely sheets and
clean.
Oh, please just take
with
me back to
you
basics.
Love.
Yeah. You know,
Tracy.
Really,
but I still need your services nonetheless.
Well, you can get me on Facebook. Email, Facebook is, you know, I always get it wrong here. Here we go. Great, thank you.
Yeah, Tracy's got a client now, so that's why we have to leave.
Totally me, Tracy.
Yeah, I'll put this up in post-production.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, excellent.
But Tracy, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We definitely got to sit together again. I think this was short. And I think what we'll do next time, we'll ask our chillers to send through questions for you. So we'll definitely organize another time. But just in closing, I know you want to talk about something that you're doing for Valentine's.
Yes.
Yes.
So on my website and Instagram, Facebook, all my social media, we are having a Valentine's Day. We'll post a blog about where are the best places to go for a meal.
Mm.
And also we want you to come on, get going, guys.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day is not every day.
Mm. Yes.
It is a special day.
Yes.
So if you're kidding yourself that it's you do these things every day, you don't.
Yes.
Book your special restaurant and buy your gift, et cetera, et cetera. And also we're going to have a Valentine's Day competition. We're giving away a love bag with a few goodies inside and a lube, and we're giving away a spa voucher for you and your mate to go for a lovely massage together.
Nice.
Which you got to be willing to receive.
You got to be willing to receive with all good intentions.
With all good intentions, yes. Good intentions, good intentions.
Exactly.
Tracy, thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you for
having
me. And
we look forward to having you again. And yes, I'll get you that vendor man that you want. I know plenty, ne?
Thank you.
Are you single, Tracy?
Yeah, she's single.
I am.
You ready to mingle?
I am.
After so many clients.
They're all married.
Are they all married?
Don't
forget one who just wants, like, you know what, I just want to prepare myself for my next relationship.
Listen, I have a lot of experience. Thank you very much.
Hey, no.
But thank you. Yes, no,
we
I have
a lot
of experience. But I don't, married men are just absolutely off my radar.
Yeah.
They don't even
exist.
They're not even attractive.
I think by the time they are here, there's already a problem. So it's like,
exactly.
You're turned off.
I don't want problems, I want solutions.
Yay. On that note, we are here. Boom.
Thank you.
Podcast and chill. Matt G, the Ghost Lady, and Len Moleko.
You want cash. You want to get stuff done. So what do? You buy 5-Hour Energy, of course. You upload the receipt to 5hewin.com, then find out if you instantly won $10, $100, or even $1,000. Then you drink that 5-Hour Energy and cut through your to-do list like a hot knife through butter. 5-Hour Energy, the official sponsor of Getting Stuff Done. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 and a legal resident of the U.S. Ends June 30th, 2021. For rules, visit 5hewin.com/rules. Void where prohibited. Message and data rates may apply.